September 19, the Giants hosted the New Orleans Saints. The game was also the site of a Hurricane Katrina fundraiser. Did you hear about this? As a matter of fact, number 41 was in the house, meaning George Herbert Walker Bush, past president and father, of course, of W. 80,000 folks were in the house for the Giants and the Saints and the Katrina fundraiser. In an area near food preparation, in an area near air ductwork and venting, folks saw five apparently Muslim men in their 20s praying. Let me just sort of freeze frame right there and ask the Radio Factor audience, had you been in Giants Stadium that day? You know that it's the Giants and the Saints. You know that it's a Hurricane Katrina fundraiser. Perhaps you know that number 41 is in the house. You certainly know that you're a stone's throw away from ground zero. What, if anything, would you have done if you had seen five apparently Muslim men in their 20s engaged in prayer? Maybe you would do absolutely nothing, but you can call me on that issue as I tell you the rest of the story. It's 1-877-9-NO-SPIN. Me, I dropped the dime. And somebody in this case did drop the dime. And, well, you can see, I'm sure, where this thing is headed. Before long, it became a focal point in a civil liberties debate. The Council on American-Islamic Relations got involved. CAIR, C-A-I-R, is their acronym. Turns out the guys were just five Giant fans, not up to anything terrorism-related, but that didn't quell the controversy. And now today comes the news that at Giant Stadium, they will be setting aside an area for groups to pray. I wonder how you see this. See, if you had told me, in Philadelphia, we've got Lincoln Financial Field, home of the Eagles, home of the former, you know, National Football Conference champion Eagles, although I won't be able to say that this season. If you'd said to me, in Lincoln Financial Field, or in Giants Stadium, they have set aside an area, a, you know, non-denominational area for prayer. You go in there and pray for McNabb and T.O. to patch up their wounds or whatever the case might be. I would have no problem with it, in much the same fashion that in just about every hospital in which I have been, there is an area set aside for prayer. My beef in this particular case is knowing the history. I mean, to me, it just seems like a form of capitulation in this instance to, well, frankly, to the Arab community. I'm not afraid to say it. And I have another thought. And the other thought is that I think it was fundamentally unfair. You're not going to believe I'm going to say this, but this is my view. I think that it's fundamentally unfair that five Arab guys, Muslim men in their 20s, get together in full view of 80,000 folks and engage in prayer. I just think that's wrong. I just think they're playing a game of, you know, mind blank with the audience. And that they should know better 4 years removed from September 11.
Well, you know, whether it is or it isn't, it's up to the individual person's perception. I live around Muslims, so it's not uncommon to me for me to see that. And, you know, we just want to basically, the moral of the story is that we want people to take this as an opportunity to understand that, hey, you know, this is the Muslim way of praying. We do it five times a day. Only takes a couple of minutes. But sometimes we have to pray just about, you know, wherever we are. Some people are just that devout.
See, I can't buy that. I think you can be devout at home, you know, on game day. I think that you ask too much in a post 9/11 world to expect non-Muslims to just walk on by with 80,000 folks around if five guys are engaged in prayer. That's my view. And now, you know, the end of the story. The end of the story is that at Giant Stadium, they will set aside an area for prayer. Prayer of any kind. It'll be non-denominational in focus and so forth. And as I said, I have no problem whatsoever with a non-denominational location for prayer. Frankly, I think it'd be fine in a public school. That's my view of the world. But I just don't like the way this one came about.
From 92 to 93, I lived in Denver, Colorado, and there's a heavy Muslim community there. And I transported people back and forth to the new airport out there when it opened up. And many cab drivers of Muslim would stop, put their rugs out, and would stop to pray. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. Their religious belief says it needs to be done at a certain time. And they shouldn't be held back from doing that. And I think that we need to think back when this whole thing started. We were told to live our lives as we normally did. and they're living their lives as they normally do. And yes, we should be more tolerant, a little more understanding, and I guess unless they've got a bomb wrapped around them, we need to just kind of look the other way and let them perform their duty. After all, isn't that what we do when we go to our services on Sunday?
Okay, but wait a minute, just so I'm clear, because I think tolerance is a two-way street. Tolerant means I've got to tolerate the practitioners of the Muslim faith, but they've got to be tolerant of my reasonable concerns about terrorism 4 years post 9/11. And their tolerance of me necessitates that they not gather in prayer when there are 80,000 people in the house for a football game. Or you think I'm wrong?
They right. set out to raise some questions. And I can understand the motivation, because there are Arab Americans who are absolutely, you know, pointed out, and it's racial profiling, and there are bad things that happen to these people on a daily basis. But situations like this do not help the cause.
Agreed. And they had, look, what you're saying is they had to know what they were doing.
Exactly.
They had to know. I can't say it on a family radio program, but they were fooling with folks. You know what I'm saying?